This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's Barack Obama's favorite time of year, the most productive time during his eight-year reign of terror occurred during this period right now. Now, you might think his favorite time of year would be Black History Month, February, when he got to talk about how racist United States is. But that's not his favorite time of year. That's his second favorite time of year. But his favorite time of year is picking his brackets for March Madness. Remember, it didn't matter what was going on in the world. We could be talking about Fast and Furious. We could be talking about Benghazi and the lack of leadership shown there. We could be talking about conservatives being targeted by the IRS. We could be talking about the economy and triage or whatever. Barack Obama got a break from the media when it was time for him to pick his brackets. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Don't believe me. Go back and look. Look at whatever was breaking in the February time frame, early March time frame, and then look at what happened when it was time to pick the brackets. Barack Obama was beaming. The media was all a flutter. He's going to pick his brackets. It was crazy. And then they made big announcements over, oh, Barack Obama picked, you know, Cornell to finish this, such and such. And God forbid one of the teams won, you would think Barack Obama had solved world peace. He had pushed the Russians out of Crimea or Ukraine. He had essentially thwarted the Iranian Revolution. He had gotten the Chinese to agree to trade policies or whatever else. No, he'd done none of that. But it was major news. It was almost as big a news as when Barack Obama got elected, took a trip to Hawaii, and he ate a hamburger. I know. He ate a burger. I couldn't contain myself. Picking brackets for March Madness. You think there's going to be a lot of hoopla over President Trump picking his brackets for March Madness? Something tells me he's not going to be too much involved with such frivolity. Maybe it's because he's too busy looking at this amazing economy that he built, the one that Barack Obama said that he couldn't build. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's he's got his mind on trade policy and what's going on in China and Asia in general, the European Union and their response to trade policy and so on and so forth. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's because he's got such rampant unemployment that he's having to figure out how to fill those jobs and get people in. Maybe it's because he's concentrating on building a wall and protecting American citizens. Maybe. I'm just guessing. Let me ask you this. You think the media is going to cut him any slack? What do you think would happen if Donald Trump stopped what he was doing and said, hey, it's time for us to pick our March Madness brackets, and, you know, I'm going to pick Michigan State and Michigan and then North Carolina and Duke or whatever else, and here's my long shots and blah, blah, blah. What do you think would happen? You think they would be all celebratory about it? I don't. I think they'd be, Donald Trump is wasting time picking his brackets, and how crazy is that? There was a shooting, as you guys know, there was a bombing or a mass shooting, was it in Holland? I think it was a mass shooting in Holland. We had a mass shooting in New Zealand by a crazed leftist. And the Democrats, of course, are making it about the guns because that's what they do. But there was an anti-gun leftist who got charged with murder, Kelly Collins, a former congressional candidate in Georgia's 10th district, was charged with the murder of her former campaign treasurer, Curtis Kane. Are you guys aware of this? This happened, I don't know, a couple months ago. The allegations of murder follow Collins' advocacy for, quote, responsible gun control laws during her campaign. WSB-TV reported that she argued for stricter legislation to, quote, protect the community Now, the reason why I bring this story up is not because you're going to know who Kelly Collins is or that you're going to know who her former campaign treasurer was, Curtis Kane. The reason I'm telling you this is because Kelly Collins, the Democrat, former congressional candidate in Georgia's 10th district, she is a gun control person. She's a person that says, we got to stop these crazy people from having guns. And then you know what she did? She killed Kane. They found Kane's body in Collins' apartment with a gunshot wound. Kane had not come into work the Tuesday before the shooting, which prompted deputies to check on him, and police estimated that he was dead for roughly a week. Now, I want you to understand, Kane was in Kelly Collins' apartment. Kane was the treasurer for Kelly Collins' campaign. Something tells me, I'm just guessing out loud here, maybe this was a lover's quarrel. Maybe Kane misappropriated funds and maybe was found messing around with somebody else. And Kelly Collins, the female congressional candidate, Democrat from Georgia's 10th district, decided she would dispatch him with what else? A firearm. Collins turned herself in to police shortly after the body was found. The two were reportedly living together and may have been married. Now, holy mother of Bernie Sanders, you mean she had somebody playing treasurer for her in campaign who she was either living with or married to, and then she decided to kill him with a gun after she was the proponent of gun control legislation? That's how she dispatched her husband, boyfriend, biatty, or whatever you want to call it. Biatty's an old word black people use for your betrothed. Do you see the irony here? The irony of a woman, you know, the Me Too movement. I don't know what happened. Did Kane attack her and she decided she needed her gun? I don't know. Maybe she just decided to kill him in a lover's triangle. I don't know. Maybe she found out he was embezzling. Why didn't she stab him? Why didn't she just beat the life out of him? Why didn't she choke the life out of him? No, she used a gun. The gun control advocate used a firearm to kill her man. Now, if you want to paint somebody with liberalism, I just did it for you, okay? I'm talking about a female, all-powerful female, using a gun to kill a man to make him... You know, the only thing would have made this better if he was in a Hannibal Lecter mask with his arms behind his back, or, you know, one of those leather outfits and a ball in his mouth and his arms behind his back, and she shot him then and claimed self-defense. Or said two pro-Trump, MAGA-wearing, hat-wearing people who watch Empire did it. Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. It's one of those days. Anyway, welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let me emphasize once again that the question presented by this resolution is not whether you're for a border wall or against a border wall. It is not whether you believe that border security should be strengthened or whether it is sufficient. It is not whether or not we support or oppose President Trump. Rather, the question is a far more fundamental and significant one. The question is this: do we want the executive branch, now or in the future, to hold the power of the purse, a power that the framers deliberately entrusted to Congress? We must stand up and defend Congress's institutional powers as the framers intended, that we would, even when doing so is inconvenient or goes against the outcome that we might prefer. I urge my colleagues to support the resolution of disapproval and our Constitution.
Here we go again, Republicans, standing on principle. Now look, I'm not going to debate that we do stand on principle, and we should. There's no question about that. But I will tell you this. You have to look at the past of other people. Look at what Obama did and put that in perspective. In other words, if we've already broken principle, we can't say, okay, well, now we're going to stand on principle because it's Trump, and we have to show the left that we are principled people. They're not. We are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, you're listening to. Look, we teach our kids play by the rules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll put it to you this way. There comes a point where you say, okay, to heck with the rules. You keep cheating. And if I can't stop you from cheating and you're not going to leave the game, then guess what? The rules of the game have changed. I understand, oh, Kevin, the Republic is at stake if we don't do this the right way. The Republic is at stake in doing it the right way. Holy cow, people. You got to understand, sometimes and I'm not telling you to soften on your principles. Your principles have to become, okay, in order to teach you a lesson, I may very well have to use what is happening against you. And that's what we've done. I had a group of people I was talking to, and they said to me, Kevin, so how are you planning on doing this stuff, you know, going after academia? And I said, we're going to use the tactics of Alinsky. And people kind of like, well, that doesn't really. And I said, look, you're all sitting here going, oh, you know, I want to be fair. And I go, let me ask you this. Do you think those Hollywood women who were trying to get their kids into college were fair? I say, they talk about fairness, but were they really being fair? I said, then let me tell you how I would do that story. I would say we have two leftist, Hollywood, elitist, Democrat progressives who are cheating in a system that has forced them to resort to that. And the very system that they've created is now the system that they need to get around. And guess what? Black folks should be outraged because the system that's been created has minimized them. It's forced these Hollywood elitists to go into trickery. And this is a system that we've created. It is a racist, classist system. And everybody's kind of like, makes sense. Because it does. See, we use their racism. We use their classism. We use their sense of fairness and all the things that they claim to be about. We use it all against them and say, look at exactly what I'm talking about. These disingenuous, lying scumbags. Dare I call them skanks? Yeah, so this is the way this works. And so we've got these 12 defectors who were, this is not for border wall or against the border wall. This is not for President Trump or against President Trump. This is about the power of the purse. The very same power of the purse used repeatedly by Barack Obama to damage us in every possible way. Now, if you want to stand on principle, how about we kick a little butt and then the Democrats say, okay, you know what? We need to start standing on principle. How about we force them to stand on principle? Because I want you to just tell you, here are the principled people. Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lamar Alexander, Mike Lee, which I'm surprised by, Moran, Murkowski, Ron Paul, Portman, Rubio, Toomey, and Wicker. Every one of those people should be held to task. Every one of them should be made to sit in a room and say, what were you doing while we were violating these other principles? Were you here in the time of Bush when he was violating principles? Were you here in the time of Clinton when he was violating principles? Look, I understand it. We're principled people. I understand that very well. But I asked a guy the other day, and I've asked you in my audience many times, okay, great. You're going to stand on principle. You say, I'm a pacifist. I don't fight. And I say, fine. So I'm going to beat up your kid right in front of you. And you do nothing? What are you going to do? You're going to look for somebody to get in the fight for you? I will make a pacifist fight. Tell me you're a pacifist and I'll make you fight. Tell me what it is that you think you stand on principle on. Oh, Kevin, I'm pro-life or whatever, or pro-choice. I will make you stand on principle. I will give you something that makes you break down in principle. And let me tell you what that is. That something is life or death. That something is something you totally believe in, something that you completely care about, and you've seen it being taken advantage of. Tell me you're a pacifist and then let your daughter be beaten by a man over and over and over repeatedly and, you know, in an abusive relationship and you do nothing. Tell me that. I could go on. I can give you scenarios that make you. So here's my point, folks. We've reached that point. We've reached the point of no return where leftists are going to push us to where we have to say, you know what? I'm going to put principle aside. I don't like to fight. That's not technically true. I mean, I'm good at it, and I rather enjoy it when it's a sport. But as a rule of thumb, I don't really like to fight. But I'll tell you this. If you push me beyond my limits, I will enjoy kicking your butt. And I won't lose a minute's sleep about it. People ask me all the time, Kevin, could you kill and sleep and live with yourself? Yeah. Now, I couldn't do it if it was accidental or it was malicious and so on. But if you threaten me and I kill you, I promise you, as God is my witness, I wouldn't lose a second of sleep. It would be like, I'd go to bed the next day. I wouldn't dream of the muzzle blast or the trigger pull or the damage done. It would just be, so what? And that's the difference. That's how the brain is able to compartmentalize. That is how you are able to, quote, rationalize. But you don't do it for evil. You don't do it for bad means. You do it when you have to make a point. You do it with your kids all the time. You may spank your kid or discipline them in ways that you thought, I would never do that. But you have to teach lessons. And guess what? We have to do that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty. The president tweeted that the region is of critical strategic and security importance to Israel and regional security. President Trump will be hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House next week. Heavy flooding that began last week from Minnesota to Missouri has killed at least four people and caused over $1.5 billion in damages. Hamburg, Iowa is one of the towns hit hardest by the floods. Their mayor, Kathy Crane, says they will be rebuilding.
This is a tough community. We're little and we're not wealthy. We want to keep our businesses here. We want to keep our home. We want to keep our citizens. They're our people. We've known them all our lives.
Crane was speaking there on CBS News. Weather forecasters are projecting that flooding may continue through May in parts of the Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you guys hear this? That Reuters sat on the O'Rourke mommy story. I'm sorry, the O'Rourke story about him being very, very disturbed. They knew of his disturbed history back in 2016. Now, it turns out it doesn't matter because he didn't win the Senate. He was running against Ted Cruz and he didn't win it. Nevertheless, it still constitutes media malpractice because they admit they knew of his crazy writings, that he worked as a hacker years ago. Facts about his crazy activities in the mind of a man who cost Microsoft millions of dollars. And worse, O'Rourke had dreams of running over children in his car. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. And what Reuters says, because the ends justifies the means here, people, this is the way leftism works. Doesn't matter what they do to get to where they got. It's okay. As long as you achieve your goal, it was all good. If you conspire against Donald Trump, try a coup against him in order to get Hillary Clinton elected or Donald Trump kicked out and somebody appointed that they are more favorable to, the ends justifies the means. They don't care what it takes to do that. If it means corrupting the FBI, if it means corrupting the spy apparatus, the NSA, the CIA, the national whatever, whatevers, that's okay. Media malpractice, Democrat malpractice, political malpractice, call it what you want. But apparently, Reuters didn't want to influence O'Rourke's election against Trump when they decided to keep this very relevant information on his insanity private. That's what they were doing. They didn't want you to know all the facts. See, that's what they call lie by omission. Don't tell them all the facts. Let them go after him for his cult of personality. Remember, he played in a band. Hey, he's kind of cool. His name is Beto. He's kind of Latino looking. You know, he speaks Spanish. I don't know all the things they said about this dude. He looks like a dweeby's Anthony Weiner's cuter younger brother, if you ask me. And they wanted this guy who had no experience to become a senator in the United States government. No experience doing it. Nothing relevant. Understanding O'Rourke's history, folks, you didn't need to know much more about this guy. I'm telling you, he is a crook and a scoundrel. There's an article circulating about the fact that his family are, I mean, they're criminals. There's no other way to put this. They're criminals. But here's a question you got to ask yourself. What else does the media sit on? What are the stories? Have they not told you the whole truth? What are they holding out? Remember the picture of Barack Obama that he had with Farrakhan? They wouldn't publish that picture back in like 2011, 2012 time frame. But maybe it was before 2008. He's pictured with Farrakhan. They knew that would influence the public's view of him and Islam, et cetera, et cetera. So they wouldn't show it. And what happens? He gets elected because they don't want you to know. But these people are scurrilous. What do they know about Hillary Clinton they've never shared? Think about all these things that get leaked about Trump, that get leaked about Republicans, that these people are all too happy to put out there, front and center. But what are they holding back? I guarantee you there are stories about leftists that are being held back that would just shatter you. Not us, but probably all these leftists that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Speaking of what, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I suggest to you that they continue to sit on scandals of the Obama administration. The media I'm talking about. I suggest to you they continue to sit on scandals about the Clinton Foundation, about Loretta Lynch, about Eric Holder, about the whole FBI thing. I bet there are whistleblowers reporting to them all the time saying, guys, I'm really sorry to report this to you, but James Comey really is a crook. He did do this to me. And there are women that reported they were raped by Bill Clinton. All of it covered up. I wonder if we could, if somebody like somebody really wealthy would buy the New York Times and just go through all the submissions and tell us the truth. The media is supposed to be telling us the truth. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. Unbelievable. All media must fear what information the Obamas and the Clintons have on them. Think about it. You're talking about an administration who spied on the sitting president of the United States. I'm talking about the holdovers of Obama. They had lost the election. That was the thing that was supposed to drive them out of D.C. and picking up their bug out bags and getting the heck out of Dodge. But instead, they battened down the hatch and they continued to try to go after Donald Trump in a coup. What do you think? Do you think they fear any private citizen? You think your government fears you at all? Or do you think your government is saying, we're going to strike fear in you? It's unbelievable. Brian Stelter of MSNBC, he tweeted this. Reporters who are writing books sometimes hold back certain info until their book comes out. That's what the reporter said happened in this case. Book deals situations are definitely complicated. The Fox Stormy situation didn't involve a book. What's your proposal? No books? He's replying to a guy who said to him, why didn't y'all report this information about Robert O'Rourke? That he wants to run over kids. He fantasized about running down kids. That he was a hacker who went after corporate America. And all the other crazy things this guy's done. You know, it took private citizens uncovering his DUIs and DWIs, his drug use and all these other things. And you know what O'Rourke says? I'm not proud of, you know, I am not going to apologize for any of it. That's a smart move. I don't blame him for that. I'm not getting after him for that. You don't apologize for your life. But let people make their decisions about it. For all I'm, if O'Rourke said to me, came out and said, look, Kevin, I was a radical kid. I was spoiled. I did all these crazy things, man. And I grew up, you know, with a silver spoon and I took advantage of it. But man, I'm changed. And I know we don't agree on everything, but I'm going to give you my honest opinions at this point. I might give the guy a little bit of respect. I don't know where this guy stands because he stands with wherever the money is. He's a high paid grifter. Anyway, here's another story. His mother's voting record. I mean, look, I don't care how your mother voted. But O'Rourke says this. Here's what he said. I introduce my mom sometimes and I kid her a little bit like, my mom's a lifelong Republican, but we got her to vote for us in this race. One day she came up to me and she said, you know, that's just not right. I would describe myself as an independent now, not a Republican. This is what he was saying to BuzzFeed in a profile. Definitely not a Democrat. I don't know what the size of that universe is, but anecdotally, we're meeting a lot of people who have described themselves that way. That's what he says. So his mother, as it turns out, isn't a Republican. She's, and I wouldn't even, you could maybe give her independent, but she's certainly not a Republican. She says, she told CNN, she says she mostly voted Democrat in regional elections because of the party's dominance in El Paso, the area her son represented when he served in the House of Representatives. She then moved away from the Republican Party, get this, because of her opposition to President Trump. This is what the Free Beacon wrote. CNN noted that she voted 15 of the last 17 primaries on the Democratic side. So she's a liar and he's a liar. He's from a family of scam artists. Go research it for yourself. Don't believe me. Chris Evans, communications director for O'Rourke's Senate campaign, noted that, quote, Militia has, with the exception of 2016, always voted Republican for president. Not true. O'Rourke, they said, offered an apology for joking about, quote, sometimes helping his wife raise the couple's children. You really think that's a joke? Let me tell you what this piker does. His wife raises the kids. She is the she's the money in the family. This dude is a kept man. For what reason? Is he so sexually virile that she's like, oh, I gotta have Ben. Robert's amazing. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. But he's a kept man. God, how do these people? I'm not gonna say how do they get ahead because I know how they get ahead. They're cheaters. But we've got the media complicit in building the cult of O'Rourke. Here's why it won't work. So those of you who may have some concerns, it won't work because O'Rourke is just not that interesting. I don't know why the media, why the left said, he's our guy. It's like when they were touting Anthony Weiner. I took one look at Weiner, I heard him on TV, and I went, this guy, there's nothing significant about him. Why would you pick him? It makes me wonder, are you looking for the biggest losers? Because that's what it feels like. That the left says, you know, he's a loser. We can make a winner out of him. You know, we're going to change the, I don't know, bad boy into good boy. Whatever works, but it's not going to work. But let him go. I don't care. I talked the other day, they raised $6 million or something. The first day, and I said, just keep watching the numbers. I hope he raises $150, $100. I hope he raises $2 billion because it's not going to help. But just watch it. It's not going to go up. It's going to shrink because people will get to learn more about him and the others.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We talked about these reversals that come up from time to time. For example, they tell you, hey, you should have a cup of coffee a day, but no more. Then they go, no, hey, if you only have one cup of coffee, it'll cause cancer. But if you have three cups of coffee, that's better. And then they do the same with wine. They say, hey, a glass of wine it will be good for you every day. So people are drinking white and red wine. No, it's only red wine, not white wines, because the red wines have the tannins that you need to do it. Then they go, no, it's not good to drink red wine because the tannins will cause you cancer, you know, or whatever. That, it's ridiculous, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. And I look at this as these people that always go, I know the answers, and you don't know the answers. You're guessing at answers. It's the latest thing that somebody's pushing. If it's a coffee lobby that's pushing coffee's good for you, then have 15 cups of coffee, it's good for you. But if they lose out to the wine lobby, then it's wine that's good for you, or it's chocolate, or it's lack of chocolate, or it's lecithin and fish oil, or whatever. And we're just being shifted around like bait fish. Swimming together. And the only thing that makes us move and change and morph is when we're under attack. Then we morph. We try to look like a big whale, or, you know, we sacrifice a few so that the many can survive. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I see these stories, and inside of these stories, I see the human nature of things. And this deal of, you know, remember, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I don't know if that's the case or not. Apples seem like they'd be good for you, and one a day wouldn't hurt you. But I don't know if it keeps the doctor away. What about an aspirin a day? Remember, we were told, hey, take these low-dose aspirins, it'll prevent heart attacks. Now they say taking a low-dose aspirin every day to prevent a heart attack or a stroke isn't recommended for older adults. Oh, I didn't know there was an age limit to it. Yeah, there is. Doctors for decades have said 75 to 100 milligrams of aspirin could prevent cardiovascular issues because it keeps your blood flowing easier and, you know, getting through where you've got plaque buildup and things like that. And there's nothing you can do about your plaque buildup. They can't loosen it because if they loosen it, it'll kill you. American College rather of Cardiology and the American Heart Association reversed their thinking on an aspirin a day. A large clinical trial, I'm reading this, found a daily low-dose aspirin has no effect on prolonging life in healthy elderly people and actually suggests the pills could be linked to major hemorrhages. Sunday's recommendations say a low-dose aspirin should not be given to prevent atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease on a routine basis to adults older than 70 or an adult at an increased risk of bleeding. And, you know, your blood is too thin, so you tend to bleed out. And so it got me to asking a simple question of how many other things has this happened for? And I named some that we've heard in mainstream, you know, the things like, you know, don't eat red meat or don't eat pork. By the way, the pork story, there was like 1 million pounds of pork stolen out of somewhere. I just saw the headline and I was thinking, what town is trying to, you know, get rid of its Muslims or something? Yeah, I mean, it's like 1 million pounds of pork. I'm thinking, you know, I like some pork belly, and I love pork belly. I don't just like it. I love it. And I like bacon. So I can see somebody stealing it, but wow, that's just a lot of pork to steal. A lot of arteries to be clogged, if you think about it. But anyway, I looked at these medical trials. I wanted to know where else has this failed. This thinking where we, you know, an apple a day, an aspirin a day, a cup of coffee a day, a banana a day, whatever, keeps the doctor away or, you know, makes you more healthy or whatever. And who comes up with this stuff? And so there is a board that, you know, looks at all these different things. That, you know, they study at the National Institute of Health and other places. They study these things. And so I looked at this overview, and it said medical reversal is a phenomenon of new superior trial arising that contradicts current clinical practice. Many claims that specific treatments have a benefit have turned out not to be true. Reasons for medical reversal. So here they are. Initial claim may have been made from a flawed or understanding of the pathophysiology, could be based on poor quality studies, could be based on using surrogate outcomes rather than patient-oriented outcomes that matter, could be affected by publication bias and selective reporting of results due to the publication process. See dogma and pseudo-axioms for how publication process distorts science. Here's some little sub things inside of that. High profile journals may be more likely to publish articles with more sensational claims that, even if their methodologies are sound, are more likely to be aberrations and subsequently reversed. The next one, trials with positive results are more likely to be published and more likely to be published in high profile journals. The next one, the bullet point, was made by dishonest investigators. So as I'm just thinking about this, I said to myself, global climate change. It isn't just these reversals are occurring in medicine, folks. These reversals are occurring in everything that the left offers up. The left will tell you that there's an increase in police violence in America. Not true. The left will tell you that there is an increase in racism in America on behalf of conservatives. Not true. Now, there is an increase in racism on behalf of leftists. They will tell you that America is a misogynist country, patriarchally defined. You know, it's a man's world, so to speak. Not true. And I could go on. All of these things have been reversed. Everything that they think has been given this clinical trial. Right? It's under current practice, and the benefits that we're supposed to receive as society are not being realized. It is exactly the overview of what we should be writing about with them. Show me where their stuff works. Ocasio-Cortez, good example. She says, I don't want Amazon in New York, and they spend a fortune profiling. They say, we're going to put our plant here, our distribution center here. We're going to create 25,000 jobs. No, because corporations are bad. And she would know, right? Because she's a bartender of a now failed bar. And she has a degree in economics that, quite frankly, she might as well have gotten it in knitting, because she knows nothing about finance and economics. But she knows how to run a city, she knows how to run a state, she knows how to run a country, she knows how to run the world. She says in her overview that these clinical practices of socialism work. And that what I'm saying is there's a reversal that shows that it's not true. It's been made from a flawed understanding of the ideology. It's been based on poor quality studies. It's been based on studies using surrogate outcomes and not patient-oriented outcomes. It's been affected by publication bias and selective reporting results due to publication process. High-profile journals talking about the benefits of socialism and so on. Trials with positive results that may have been published that were just based on too small of a sample. It's been propagated by dishonest investigators. I just used the exact stuff that we talk about for medical reversals to talk to you about one thing, and that's socialism. You know what now the reversal is? New York's governor, Cuomo, is begging Amazon, will you please make it sin? Will you please come back? Please? He's holding on their leg as Bezos is dragging him out to the elevator. It's a reversal. Tell me where you don't want corporations. Give me a governor worth his weight that does not want corporations in his state. Name me one. Name me a city that wants all of the business to move out. What do you want there? So if you use Ocasio-Cortez's scenario, and I know I'm going out on a bit here, but if you use her scenario, the only thing that will be left will be government and hospitals, you know, things that deserve public money, and universities. That will be it. There will be no industry in her town. Now, what does all that need the support of? Everything I just described needs the support of business. I don't care whether you need paper clips and pens to run your organization, your hospital, or university. You need computers, right? You need that. You need desks and chairs. You need a building. Everything that's going to support that has to have corporations behind it. And this clown doesn't know it. She doesn't realize there's a reversal of everything that holds near and dear. I'm going to talk about her more in another program because she deserves a lot more attention than I can give her today. So I looked at all these different things that have been redone, replaced, you know, or medical reversals. There are 143 of them, and they're too complicated to get into, you know, thing by thing. They got complicated words, hypovolemic, and, you know, prophylactic hyperventilation for traumatic brain injury and so on, but there have been 143 reversals. How many do you think there'll be for leftists if they bother to count?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.